You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 9th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. James M. Barry was born in 1860. The British author and playwright's works included What Every Woman Knows, The Little Minister, The Admirable Crichton, and the work that made him immortal, Peter Pan. Just months after Gone with the Wind made her a movie star, Vivien Leigh opened in 1940 in Romeo and Juliet at the 51st Street Theater. Her fiancé, Laurence Olivier, produced, designed, directed, and co-starred. The opulent production was not treated kindly by critics, one of whom wrote that Olivier talked as though he were brushing his teeth. In the house by the lake lives a woman who was saved from suicide by her husband years before through hypnosis. Now he plans to bring her to commit the act, again through hypnosis, even as he and his sister plot to murder their half-brother. Or maybe the wife killed him? Hugh Mills' Thriller ran 928 performances at the Duke of York's Theatre in London in 1956. Ain't Misbehavin', a review based on the music of Fats Waller, opened at the Longacre in 1978, starring Nell Carter, Ken Page, Charlene Woodard, and Andre DeShields. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical and ran 1,604 performances. On the 9th day of May, 1982, Arthur Copit and Mari Yeston opened 9 at 46th Street Theater. Tommy Toon directed a cast that included Raul Julia and a lot of women, including Karen Akers, Anita Morris, and Lillian Montevici. The musical was inspired by the film 8½ by Federico Fellini, and less than a month later, it won the Tony Award for Best Musical. Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's musical about obsessive love, Passion, opened at the Plymouth in 1994. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical. In 2005, Broadway theaters The Plymouth and The Royale were renamed by the Schubert Organization in honor of longtime leaders Gerald Schoenfeld and the late Bernard B. Jacobs. Lynn Nottage's By the Way, Meet Vera Stark, about an African-American maid and her white movie star employer in the golden age of Hollywood, opened off-Broadway at Second Stage Theater in 2011. The world premiere production starred Sanaa Lathan as the title character, with Stephanie J. Block as her boss. Top Hat, a stage version of the 1935 film of the same name, with music and lyrics by Irving Berlin, opened at the West End's Aldwych Theatre in 2012. The production, which starred Tom Chambers and Summer Stralin in the roles created in the film by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, won the 2013 Olivier Award for Best Musical. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.